Zebra mussels are only about the size of a fingernail, but they can cause big problems for people that depend on water. Here's Brian Van Zee, the Central Texas region's director for inland fisheries.
They'll attach themselves to water intake structures and pipelines used by like municipalities or industries or heating power plants and that type of thing that use that water then for municipal purposes and that.
And as those fingernail-sized mussels build up, they can clog pipes and limit the amount of water that can get through. It's a big problem for businesses and cities that depend on water, but don't want to spend the money on identifying and clearing invaded pipes.
When they get real high abundances, zebra mussels are very, very prolific. One female can spawn up to 1 million eggs in a year, potentially. And then also, they're very, very effective feeders. One adult zebra mussel can filter up to a liter of water every day.
That filtration process is how zebra mussels eat. They live off of plankton floating through the water, the same stuff that small fish eat. And because zebra mussels can spread so rapidly, they end up out-competing those fish for plankton. With fewer forage fish around, larger fish have a hard time finding a good meal, and the whole food chain gets messed up. Unfortunately, there's no way to specifically attack zebra mussels without attacking the entire ecosystem, but boaters can help them from spreading to Lake Waco.
When they get done, if they'll stop at the top of the boat ramp and pull the plug on the boat and drain the water out of the motor and the live wells and bait buckets and make sure there's no vegetation or mud or debris or any foreign objects attached to a boat, and then let it sit out and dry, for a week or better before they go to another lake, that goes a long ways in helping stop and prevent their spread.
They often hitch a ride on boats or float through the watershed during their 3 to 4 week larval stage. There might not be much the North Texas lakes can do at this point to stop the spread. They're so close to one another. Lakes that are part of the same river system are especially at risk. But Lake Waco might be able to weather the siege for a bit longer.
One of the good things about Lake Waco, though, is that it's on the upper end of the watershed. There's not a reservoir upstream of Lake Waco where boaters could be boating or, there's not water being pumped, further upstream of Lake Waco into the watershed.
Also, much of Lake Waco's boat traffic is local. Van Zee says a routine check for zebra mussels will take place sometime this spring. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.